You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We're glad in it. It's another opportunity, another time that we have been allowed to come into your cars and to your homes by the way of the radio station, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. Thank God for this Friday. God has been good to us. We're glad that we're here today. Amen. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is still good to us. Come on, let's go to the throne for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time that you allow us to come into the ear gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that all things are made possible. We thank you now, God, how you took us through the week. How you took us through it, oh God, and you brought us back safely together one more time to give him praise, to give him thanks. Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for another opportunity again, as I said, to come into your cars and to your homes. Amen. By the way, our radio and Cyprus audience, thank God for you, you and you. We pray that you have had a great day today. Praise God. We pray already some perhaps still have the day off. Amen. From the 4th, we pray everybody was safe. We pray everybody was safe. Amen. Thank God for Jesus, because he's been good to us. We want to go again and thank all of you for your prayers and of those the ones has been going through bereavement hour. Thank God for you that's been standing by the family sides and praying for them. We thank God for you again today. All right. And then also we want to continue to pray for those that's going through bereavement hour. We want you to pray for the Brent family, Sister Willa Mae Brent, amen, in the passing of her husband, amen, Joe Brent, and to the Brent family. We send out our condolence to you all, praying for you all that God will see you through this difficult time. Also, we want to send out our condolence, amen, to family, Brother Dimbot, Brother Tim. We want to send out our condolence to him, amen, in the passing of his uncle and his auntie, amen. He just went through with his cousin, which was the son of Billy the Sioux, and now it's the father and the mother of the Sioux family. We want to send out our condolence to this family. We want to pray for them and pray with them that God would see them through this difficult time again. Amen. We know that prayer changes things. Praise our God. We don't need to fret. We don't need to fear. We just need to know that God is with us. God is with them, and he'll be with you also. So keep this family in prayer that God will see this family through this difficult time. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And also keep the New Hope Word of Life family in prayer, the Graham family, which we thank everybody from coming out on Saturday. Amen. Saturday for being at the ongoing service for Sister Gloria Graham. Amen. And we thank all of you again. And to the Charlie and his family, the Stewart family, we want to thank all of you for being there, praying with this family, seeing this family through this difficult time that they were in. Praise our God, because God was so good to them. And we want to thank God again, like we said, thank God for you being there with these families and praying that God would see them through this difficult time that they're in. We know that God is able to see us through. All right. Amen. We want to thank God for our Lady Watkins. Amen. My wife, God bless you. Thank God for you. Amen. And our church mother, thank God for you coming in, our church mother. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Amen. And to all the evangelists and all the prophets that's there, amen, at the Power of Faith, Healing and the Elders, Healing and Deliverance Temple, all the saints of God, we thank God for you coming on and being with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Today, I want to let you know, your miracle is right now. Your miracle is right now. It's not tomorrow. It's right now. Praise our God. I want you to know, because why? The miracle that you're looking for, the miracle that you're asking for, it belongs to you. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. And we're going to talk about the mind. Hallelujah. Renewing your mind. Renewing your mind, because the enemy tries to bring all sorts of things to your mind. Hallelujah. To all sorts of things to your mind. But we have to constantly renew our mind daily. Daily. Amen. Through the word of God. We have to constantly renew this mind, because the enemy think he have us when we begin to think other things. Hallelujah. Because the word of God says, according to what the word says. Hallelujah. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The mind. If we can get the mind of Christ, we can get the mind of Christ. Come on, somebody. The mind of Christ. We need the mind of Christ. So when we are yet going through things, when we're yet going through situations and circumstances, praise our God. I know God will see us through if we do what? He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is what stayed on thee. You got to keep your mind, praise God. You got to keep your mind on him, because the enemy, he comes to do three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But if we keep our mind, come on, if we keep our mind on him, who? Jesus Christ. On what? His word. Because his word said, think on these things, things that are lovely, things that are just, things of honest, things of a good report. So if we keep our mind on him, and he'll keep us in perfect peace. When you say perfect peace, Apostle, what you mean perfect peace? You won't worry about things that the enemy tried to make you worry about. You won't fear. You won't fret, hallelujah, over the things the enemy tried to make you fear and fret over. Why? Because you'll keep your mind on him. You'll keep your mind on him, and he will keep you in what? Again, perfect peace, whose mind is what? Excuse me. Stay on thee. He will keep you. He will keep you at all times. Yes, he will, because his word is his bond. His bond is his word towards us, and we're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to begin begin to think on other things that the mind, the enemy comes. He comes in the form of talking to our minds, telling us things, trying to put things there that's not there. The mind of Christ. That's why we have to pray, God, keep me in my right mind. Keep me, God. Keep me clothed in my right mind. I used to hear the saints when I was coming up say, I thank God for keeping me. And I know it now to be true. Thank God to keep me closed in my right mind with the activity of my limbs. because the enemy would try to come at all times and do what? Try to talk to your mind, try to bring things to your mind that is contrary to the word of God. So we must do what? According to the word of God right here. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, oh, Pastor, how do I, you know, the mind, how do I keep my mind stayed on him? How, at a time like this, when I'm going through, how can I begin to think on, again, the word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharp. The word of God will bring you peace. The word of God will heal you. The word of God will deliver you. But you must do what? Keep your mind stayed on him at all times. When you're going through the situation, circumstances that you're in, the mind, the enemy will begin to talk to you. He will begin to try to show you things. He'll begin to try to set up camp in your mind. But you must allow the word. You must allow the Holy Ghost. You must allow God to begin to talk to you, begin to deal with you, because your mind is so sensitive. Outside of God, it will begin to pick up things. You begin to think things. You begin to react off your mind, because your mind will say, it can't be done. Because fear begin to talk to you. Your mind say, it can't be done. Fear begin to say, guess what? It is what it is. Why? Because we begin to look at how what we're going through. We have not kept our mind stayed on God, on Jesus at all times when we're going through things. You're going to go through it. Yes. I won't sit here today and tell you that you're not going to go through it. I won't sit here and tell you today that you're not going to have trials and tribulations. This is what the word said. We will have trials and we will have tribulations. But because we have renewed our mind, we're able to overcome. We're able to come out. We're able to come through, and we're able to deal with it through the spirit realm. Why? Because we have what? Renewed our mind. We have renewed our mind constantly. We have to renew our mind through the word of God constantly. We have to begin to speak faith-filled words that dominate, rule, and take over. Come on. Hallelujah. The word of God, it will keep us. The word of God, it will lead us. The word of God, it will guide us. But we must do what? Keep our mind stayed on him. We must keep our minds through it all. I know you say, Apostle, I'm working. I've got so much stuff going on. I got in my personal life, in my family life, and now you're telling me to keep my mind stayed on him. How could I do this? Come on, again, think on these things that are just, these things that are lovely, these things that are honest, and these things what of a good report. And then also, talk about the mind, we got to pull down those strong imaginations, those strongholds that try to come to our mind. We got to pull it down. How do we pull it down? We pull it down through the word of God. How do we pull it down? We pull it down through prayer. How do we pull it down? We pull it down through fasting. How do we pull it down? We pull it down through seeking God. The stronghold of the mind. We're talking about the mind. Renew your mind. This is what's going on now. Many people are falling. Many people are drifting away because they have not took time to renew their mind. Come on. Because the scriptures say, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So I've got to do what? Renew this mind. Renew the mind. You can't renew the mind in the flesh. You can't renew the mind in your own strength. You got to renew it through the word of God. Come on, somebody. You got to eat it daily. You got to eat it daily, day and night. Meditate upon this word. God bless you, Gwen Lewis. We got to meditate upon this word day and night. We can't meditate upon this word when we are just going through and having it all good. In the bad times, you got to meditate upon this word. And when you don't feel like it, you got to meditate upon this word. You got to keep your mind, hallelujah, stayed on him. And he will keep you in perfect peace. And he will direct your path. And he will begin to speak to you. And he will begin to talk to you once you do what? keep your mind. Stay on him. Praise our God. We cannot, God bless you, Evangelist Patty Harvey, we cannot look at, come on, that's what he did not give us. He told us in his word, we walk by faith and not by sight. Because once we get our minds and we keep it stayed on him, we can come through this. We'll be able to walk by faith. Because why? Our mind is stayed on him. We'll be getting able to talk. Why? Because our mind is stayed on him. You know, we often say this. We often say, God bless you, Apostle James Frommer. God bless you. Good to see you. We often say this, you know, you were on my mind. I was just thinking about you. You were, oh, God bless you, daughter. Oh, God bless you. You were on my mind. I was just thinking about you. Okay? Come on. Let's go to the word, on the word side. Constantly, he's on our minds. And we're what? Constantly thinking about him. Praise our God. And he will do what? Begin to give us. He will begin to direct us. He will begin to speak to us. Once we talk with him daily, throughout the day, throughout the day. Sometimes we talk to our parents, our sons and daughters and children, three or four times out the day. Why? Because we are constantly in contact with them. Now let's go to the word of God. Again, I'll keep you. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Now, if your mind is stayed on him, why are you worrying? Uh-oh, that's a good point right there. Somebody talk back to me. Just don't sass me. Come on. Hallelujah. If you got your mind, God bless you, Sister Nell. If you got your mind stayed on him, why are you worrying about something that you can't handle, something that you can't work out, something that you can't figure out? Come on. Because why? You got your mind stayed on him, and he's going to give you what? Perfect peace through that situation, circumstance that you are in. I said that you are in. Because why? He give you peace. God bless you, Sister Arlene. He give you peace. He's keeping you through that. Come on. And he's going to do what? Bring you out of it. If you do what? Keep your mind. You can't keep your mind on him and keep your mind on the situation too. Either you're going to do two things. Either you're going to worry, either you're going to pray, or either you're going to faint. Well, three things, I should say. But if you keep your mind, God bless you, Sister Hill, if you keep your mind stayed on him, I tell you, he will bring you out. He will deliver you. He will heal. He will deliver you. He will heal you. My mind goes to back to the patriarchs of the word of God. Every patriarch that I read about in the word and I will read about, it took a mind. It took their mind to stay on him to bring them out. Hallelujah. The songwriter even wrote a song saying, it takes a well-made-up mind to serve the Lord. When you come over here, I'm telling you, my brothers, my sisters, those that will come in to be our brothers and sisters that are not our brothers and sisters yet. When you come over here, you got to make up your mind. God, for God I live, for God I die. Come on, we are going to go through some things. But here we go again. Here's the key. But if you keep your mind stayed on him, come on, I wish I had some help right there. If you keep your mind stayed on him, you can make it through this. Why? Because he said he would strengthen you. He said, I will strengthen you and keep you. Oh, my goodness. Come on. I will strengthen you and keep you. He will strengthen you and keep you. Not only will he strengthen you and keep you, he will deliver you and heal you. But you got to keep your mind stayed on him. We can't, again, you must not walk by what you see. We're not denying that it's there. You're not denying that it's there. But guess what? It's not going to rule me. It's not going to dictate to me. It's not going to tell me how to live. Because why? I'm keeping my mind according to the word of God right here. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Now, if you got the mind of Christ, guess what you're going to be? You're going to become like him. You're going to talk like him. You're going to think like him. You're going to do what he do. you're going to say what he say. Because why? I've got the mind of Christ. I'm no more longer my own. I've been bought with the price, and that is the precious blood of Jesus. So I begin to do what he do. I begin to say what he say. I begin to handle things how he will handle it. Oh, my goodness. Why? Because I've let this mind be in me, which is Christ Jesus' mind. I let his mind be in me. I become a record of him. I become to do what he do. Again, I become to say what he say. Because why? My mind. I'm constantly renewing my mind. Praise God. When I was coming up in holiness, and they were teaching, listen, you read your Bible. You read your Bible. You begin to build a relationship with him. You read it. Read it in the morning. Read it in the evening. And read it at midnight. You know, at night. At noon. Come on. Because why? You're building a relationship here. And you're renewing your mind. Come on. Hallelujah. Like, we can read everything else. We can read everything else. We become more acquainted with the material things and do we do with the word. Why? Because if we start seeking him through the word, that's renewing our mind. We're putting on the whole armor. Come on. That we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We're renewing our mind daily. You got to renew your mind daily. After you come through a hard day's work, after you come through a hard days of just hustle and bustle, you got to go and renew your mind. Come on. Because he's going to keep us. He's going to keep us. What is going to keep us is his word. Hallelujah. What is going to bring us out is his word. And we must keep our mind on him. Come on. Keep your mind on him when you're going through. God bless you, Pastor Shirley Robinson. Keep your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to keep you. Hallelujah. In the midst of what you're in. Why? Because your mind is stayed on him. Your mind is not on the situation. Have you ever been around somebody and they constantly talking about situations that God have already delivered them from, that God has already brought them out of? Come on. Hallelujah. You got to pull up and gird up your mind. Once translated, say, gird up your mind. You got to gird up your minds. Hallelujah. We're in this, but guess what? This situation don't have us. Why? Because I renewed my mind. I refresh. Oh, come on here. Hallelujah. Reset. Reset. Reset your mind through the word of God. Because you're not walking after the old man. You're not living after the old man and his deeds. Come on. Now you're living after the word of God. You renewed your mind. Hallelujah. And what your mind going to do is going to dictate to your flesh. And your flesh going to come in the same subject with your mind. Come on. The thing you feed the most is going to be alive. Uh-oh. The thing you feed the most is going to be alive. That's why you got to renew your mind. You got to renew it. You got to renew your mind. Because the enemy is so crafty and cunning, and he'll slip in, he'll come in, whoever open up their mind, who begin to think on these things, he'll come on in. God bless you, Evangelist Catherine. He'll come on in. But guard your mind. Hallelujah. That's why we got to take on the helmet of salvation. Come on. So we can what? Guard our mind. Guard our hearts. Come on. Take the sword of the Spirit. Come on, hallelujah, so we'll be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. I'm just not talking religious. I'm just not talking because it sounds good. I'm talking about the mind. When you renew your mind, you'll begin to walk godly. You'll begin to talk godly. You'll begin to live godly. Come on, you ain't trying to live to impress nobody. Come on, because I've got the mind of Christ now. And I'm walking in him. I'm talking in him. And I'm what? Resting in him. Oh, good God Almighty. I'm resting in him. When you got the mind of Christ, you can rest in him. Oh, praise God. Trouble on every hand. Come on. Like the word say, trouble on every hand. Come on. Trouble on the left. Trouble on the right. Hallelujah. Cast down. Oh, but not forsaken. Hallelujah. Why? Because my mind, I've been renewed in my mind. If my mind wasn't renewed, I'm going to talk like the world. I'm going to look at it like the world look at it. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me in here. Come on. I'm gonna look at it the way the world look at it. But if my mind has been renewed, my mind has been transformed, come on, I'm not gonna look at the world like the world. I'm not gonna talk like the world would talk. Come on, I'm not gonna do what the world would do. I'm gonna do what? According to the word of God, my mind. God bless you, Pastor Ballard. My mind is renewed. We got to go back to the word of God. We must go back to the word of God. And when, if the word says it, that's what the word say. Come on. Hallelujah. He said, let there be, and there was. Okay, that's what the word say. Why? Because I have renewed my mind. My mind. The mind. That's what I'm dealing with, talking about today. Renewing the mind of the people of God, of the saints of God. This is why we're fainting. This is why we're giving up, because we have stopped renewing our minds. If you go have to renew your tag, which I just had to do, well, you could renew it for a year or 2 years. This is what I'm saying. If we got to renew in the natural, what about the spirit? We need an infilling every day. We need to be renewed every day. Come on, just because you've been saved all this time, I'm good. No, Lord, fill me. Lord, renew me. Renew me. Hallelujah. David even said that. He said, Lord, create in me what a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. 2 minutes. Oh, hallelujah. The mind. We have to have our mind renewed. We must. Hallelujah. Because we can't walk through this life with difficult situations going on and walking in fear. When your mind is renewed, you can walk in the word. You can walk in the word. 1 minute, you can rest in the word. Come on, and we can do what the word says when our mind is renewed. So today I'm saying to you, according to what the word says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We're going to go through some things. We're going to be faced with some things. But let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. My time is come and go. But just in case you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, guess what? All you got to do is confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. Find your Bible-based church this weekend. Hear the word. Get in there. Grow and go. Renew your mind. Until Monday morning. Same station. Same time. Guess what? It's time for your miracle. God bless you. It's my prayer. God bless.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.